Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 22 to chapter 12, verse 2. Our psalm for today is Psalm 144. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11 to chapter 2, verse 2. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is come to seek and save sinners. He has come to seek and save sinners. The tax collector in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 13, was overwhelmed by his sins, hence he felt so unworthy to approach the Lord. But his thirst for salvation animated him to ask for God's mercy. And so he went home justified because, as the wise man says in today's first reading, the Lord overlooks our sins so that we can repent. He spares us because we are his own. Hence, the Lord never denies us the effects of abundant grace
and mercy.
Thus, Zacchaeus, in today's gospel reading, was dead in sin, but the Lord's grace and mercy was abundant to him, hence he was prompted to seek the face and love of Christ Jesus. In other words, little by little, Zacchaeus was prepared by the Holy Spirit for his day of encounter with the Lord in Jericho. Yes, it is never man's doing, but God's. For he, says St. Paul in today's second reading, makes us worthy of his call, and by his power and grace, we are enabled to accomplish all our good desires and works of faith. Thus, my brother, my sister, by the Lord's power, Zacchaeus, a rich and powerful tax collector, was unsettled and made to run ahead and climb a sycamore tree. And because of his love, Jesus' love, he offered Zacchaeus an opportunity to interact with him at his house. Thus, we agree with St. Paul, who says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, that in the worst sinners, the Lord displays his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life. Yes, in Zacchaeus' encounter with the Lord, we can perceive the Lord's display of perfect patience. It is also obvious that the Lord is expecting a similar awakening in us today. Hence, he wants us to re-examine our consciences, to prepare ourselves for the meal in the Eucharist today. And he wants us to be ready for the heavenly banquet on the day of the Lord. However, if it is difficult to feel those promptings of the Holy Spirit, then, like Zacchaeus, we must climb the sycamore tree of the cross in deep prayer. And like the tax collector, we must ask the Lord for mercy and to lead us into a deeper relationship with Him. That relationship, my brother, my sister, is necessary because while we journey with the Lord, His power is encountered and repentance is perfected. Hence, we are enabled to overcome our sins. And little by little, God's grace would increase in us and His goodness would overshadow us. And so we must not be discouraged by those insults, negative tags, and past failures or mistakes. We must not be discouraged by our shortcomings, because the Son of Man, Jesus says, has come to seek out and save what was lost. If you feel lost today, then go to Him, because He has come for you, He has come for me. May the Lord bless us with His mercies and kindness, generosity today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.